reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and they lay them on people's shoulders. But they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. And they widen their phylacteries, and they lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in the synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation of Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher. You are all sisters and brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one in heaven. Do not be called master. You have but one master. He is the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. Do you sense the intimacy here in both of these readings? The prophet Isaiah, touching on something about relationship. We have to have a relationship with God, and he centers on prayer, really. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to pray. Who are you praying to? The wall? You know, it's rooted in relationship. And so many of the saints, men and women, humble people, came to know this. Pray to God as your best friend. St. Alphonsus really took off on this. It doesn't make sense to pray to God unless there is a relationship. And the relationship has to be an intimate one, because from God's end, it already is. And that intimacy demands a calls for intimacy. Love calls for love, for response. And we hear here, you know, God speaking through Isaiah. If there's a rupture, come back. Not only do I welcome you, no questions asked, with open hearts. I was going to say arms. I don't know if God has arms. Open arms, open heart. But I will set you back on track. I will heal you. I'm the source of all healing. So we think, that's a no-brainer. Why would anyone not do that? But we do. Why is that? So it's a good reminder for us. Come back to God. Anything that there is that needs changing, come back to God. Receive God's blessings of healing, love. It's so connected with this. So beautiful. The desert, that place of struggle. There's the literal desert. And then in our lives, we struggle right from wrong. And then the harder part is when we have to discern, which means separating or choosing between the good and the good. What is better for me, Lord? What do you want? What do you want? And I will speak to you. That's relationship. Here's something. We hear Isaiah talking about the sword. If you don't come back to me, the sword will consume you. A lot of people say, "My, that's violent." But it's not God's sword, is it? It's the sword, call it evil, call it whatever you want, but a sword that cuts the relationship. Actually, we do it. The sword will consume us. And when we're cut off from God, we're consumed by that. So he's saying, come back to me, otherwise, without me, you're literally dead on the vine. Here's something I came across. Don't ask me where I got it. I've used it for years. So thank you, whoever it was I got it from. It's about relationship with God. When he speaks about all your heart, all your understanding, and all your strength. We are products of relationship. Think about this. Each one of us. We are created in relationship. We're conceived in relationship. We're born in relationship. We're nurtured in relationship. We're formed in relationship. We're deformed in relationship. And now God says we can be reformed in relationship. Let's give God a chance. Let's cooperate with God's great love. Amen.
Amen.